One of the things that always strikes me about Ash Wednesday is that we begin the season of Lent by being reminded of our death. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. We are able to talk about our beginnings, when we were born, when it happened, where it happened, who was there. But about our end, when it will happen, where it will happen, how it will happen, who will be there, we don't know. None of us do. We can't know. But I know this. The reality of our ending is always before us. Back in October, it was a Sunday, right after my birthday, I was driving home from Emmanuel when the thought hit me that next year I will be 83. And that I am so much closer to my end than I am to my beginning. It was one of those thoughts, a reminder that gets hold of you and won't let go. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. From the day we are born, there is a presence that accompanies us. It's our constant companion, invisible and yet ever present. Regardless of who we are or where we go, it goes with us. This companion, of course, is named death. Today, we mark ourselves with the ashes of mortality, a visible sign of our invisible companion. And as we are told, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. I've come to realize that to think that death only comes at the end of our physical life would be a mistake. Death makes itself known in various aspects of our lives, in those moments that we experience how fragile, how uncertain life is. Broken relationships, our failures and our shattered dreams and lost opportunities. If you've ever known grief, and I know you have, then you've gazed into the face of death. Every funeral that we attend, especially when it's someone our age or younger, reminds us that everyone dies. No one escapes the final ending. It's then that we remember that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. So here we are, Ash Wednesday, being reminded of our mortality. And my question is this: what if the inevitable is not the issue before us on Ash Wednesday? I sometimes wonder if we not only missed the point of Lent, but maybe even missed the point of the gospel. Maybe Lent and the gospel of Jesus are primarily about reminding us of our end and reconciling ourselves to be good in order to achieve a goal. But I've never heard Jesus say, "I came that you might be good and better or an improved version of yourself." What I have heard Jesus say, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Throughout the gospel, he shows himself to be life-giving, revealing life, calling life into being. In Paul's second letter to the church in Corinth, he tells us, now is the day of salvation. Now, in this time and in this place, life is now. For many of us, life after death was, and maybe still is, the central focus of the purpose of our faith, of Jesus, of the church. But the older I get, and the more I experience, the more urgent life before death becomes. Tonight, perhaps we should be asking ourselves some questions. Is there life in my life? Is there life in my relationships, in the way I'm living in this very moment? Is there life in the way I see the world and relate to others? Am I bringing life to others? Is there life in me even as I stand here before death? And if not, why not? What needs to change? What needs to be done differently? What if life before death is really what Lent is all about? What if life before death is really what the ashes of mortality are pointing to on our foreheads? What does life before death mean and offered to us? The temporal nature of life means that this one moment, this now, is priceless. There will never be another moment like this. The question behind today's ashes is not whether you will die, or what you will give up, or what you will do for Lent, or how to improve yourself. The question is about your life before death. What do you want to do with your life? How do you want to live? Do you have life before death? Remember that when you are dust, and to dust you have returned, it's too late. Amen.